lips when they pressed against mine. Don't turn me, don't turn me on. Don't turn me, don't turn me on. 'Cause you'll know.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Kick it. clouds of overflow with tears of blue. The clouds of overflow with tears of blue. Every drop of rain that falls reminds me of you. The windshields are blurred, I can't see through. Yes, the windshields are blurred, I can't see through. Every drop of rain that falls reminds me of you.
Potential we will see. the century. Their one request is there's more to be seen in their lives, their lives, their lives, in their lives. Grab your shoes and put them on your feet. It's time for dreams and reality to meet in your life, your life, your life, in your life.
Thank you. remember me, baby, for what I was. Ashes to ashes and a dust to dust.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
If I die. historically it seems that I haven't been in the best news. I wonder if you always know I'd kill the love we grow. No, now you can't claim your innocence after all of those things that you said, pretend.
Something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
You can try, but you can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, but you can't cover it up.
Get higher so we can't get it. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.